phones ready. The 8th Street Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the 8th Street Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the 8th Street Show giving veterans a voice.
Abba-dabba-doo!
Oh, that's right.
I am skinny, dang it!
Dinosaurs are real.
Can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is the final episode of the 8th Train Show
ever
in 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasted from the Colorado Media School here in Denver, Colorado, the Belfort area. You like that? Belfort area?
I thought it was Belmar.
Belmar. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I pronounced Vimo correctly, too. So keep tuned in. I'll keep pronouncing the wrong stuff all the time. But ladies and gentlemen, it is another episode of the 8th Train Show where here our only mission and our only goal is to show our veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. Cue the lights. My name's 8th Train and
I'm Rob.
Boom.
And then, of course, woo, on the soundboard, we've got Pipes.
What's happening, everybody?
Wrong pipes.
Wrong pipes.
That pipes right there.
There we go. And on the keys is our fabulous, soon-to-be staffer, Johnny Mike.
Hat wearing Johnny Mike over here.
How come you get the one with the lights on it?
Are they working?
How come I get this? Yes, they're working. They're backwards, but yeah, I mean.
Damn it.
What were we about to say?
I was about to say, shucks. It's a Christmas spirit, all right? We're not cursing around here.
Hose, hose, hose.
So we have some huge announcements. Some huge announcements that we really didn't cover last week. And we want to cover it this week because this is the last show for 2021. I'm going to hand the mic over to Rob. And Rob is going to share with you some of the new sponsors that we've got coming on board starting this 2022 season, and you know, I'll share a couple of the new shows that are coming as well. But yeah, share with us some of the sponsors that we have with us.
I'm having way too much fun watching him try to do the hand and arm signals for landing an aircraft right now. I'm pretty sure he's landing a Chinook somewhere in the studio.
There you go.
Based on the hand and arm signals, but I can't prove it. So new sponsors. So just emails from. Because of the feedback that you guys gave us, our partnership with Sawaya Law ends on January 1st. And lo and behold, because of you guys, O'Connell Law is going to be a part of the show. And they're going to be sponsoring a part of the show. We still have our old standbys. We still have combat flip-flops. I think you're past the time to get things in time for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
if you go to Combat Flip Flops and when you place your order, you use the discount code HTRAIN, you're going to get 30% off your order. We get 15% of your order. So you're supporting our veteran not-for-profit, which is awesome. Danger Close Golf and Danger Close Sports. Intern just talked to them today. He's going to be building their commercial for them. If you go to Danger Close Golf or Danger Close Sports, and you use the code, what we decided it was, intern?
Crayons.
Crayons. Spell it correctly, Marines. you get 10% off your order. We get 5% of that to our not veteran, not-for-profit.
Show me the money.
Exactly. I just got off the phone as I was walking in with, again, because of you listeners, with Dark Angel Medical. They are going to be a part of the MBR family pretty soon here as well. We're going to work out some details, and yeah, we're going to go from there.
Yeah, we're going to be sending an intern to one of their classes.
One intern in particular.
Yes, we're going to send, and the reason why we're sending this intern because Rob's worried about me having another seizure. So if they send the intern, then he thinks he's a lifeline.
Yeah, well, then who notices? Exactly. But we're going to strap him full of GoPros and make him attend their medical course.
Let's do it.
Love it.
Yeah. You say now, I'm going to talk to you that Sunday night at about 5 or 6 p.m. And I don't ever want to do it again. Please stop sending me places.
And I'm not squeamish, buddy.
And also, we want to send out a huge shout out to EJ, one of our DJs. Not only does he do the audio so that we can send it to the FM stations that we syndicate currently on.
Takes out all the F-bombs.
He also is doing our tribute to troops. And
is he really?
He's added a different... It's changed. I'll let you see it. It's neat.
That was pretty good. It's very good. Right there.
But we wanted to give him a huge shout-out because he's been helping the show for... 2 years now, so
shout out.
EJ does a lot.
Yeah, he does.
What's the matter? What'd I do?
You should like your own show.
With that being said,
I just saying it helps a little.
Thanks, man.
We are going to be live on 5 different radio stations come January 3rd. Of the 2 that I can go ahead and broadcast, the other ones I'm kind of waiting on. Okay. Until they give me the go-ahead. But we'll be on 760 AM. That's in Mississippi.
Oh.
And then we are going to be on Lucky HD 96 FM radio. And they are in the UK. And Radio
Bloody
Blast
hell.
Radio.
That's got to be like our 4th station in
so right now Britain. We are syndicating to 64 stations after January.
Why does Britain love us so much? That is
I don't
super
know.
Weird. I got
I
a lot
know.
Of British jokes.
Yeah.
We can talk about their food, their teeth.
I was going to say, start with the teeth.
Yeah, we can go on for a while. To say nothing.
I think the teeth comes from the food, though. They eat all
probably.
Brown food.
It could be the weather. I don't understand why. How do we keep getting picked up in Britain? That's so cool. I don't understand it. My wife is telling. I told my wife, like, hey, honey, I think the dryer is shinking my H-Train shirts. She's like, hey, I think it's the refrigerator.
Could be.
I was just trying to figure out why that
like
there was an error on one of them. That's all.
Yeah.
British pudding?
Pudding or the little cake thing?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, that's the one.
So
my dad makes it.
It's so
bomb.
I hate to cut you guys off, but I want to get this stuff out. We have 4 new shows coming on January 3rd.
What?
Big thumbs up with Faya. She's going to be, she's more like streaming from like NBR stuff, more to her DJ page. She'll be joining NBR, Vet with a Mic.
I saw that.
He's going to be joining us as well.
what is Vet with a Mic?
His real name is Ryan, I believe.
I don't care about that.
Seems pretty self-explanatory.
Well, does it, though? Does it?
But he's going to be joining, and it was really cool. He sent me a Vet Mic shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was neat. I appreciate that sending me. H-Train loves when people send me stuff.
All your stuff.
Yeah, the other show.
Got a laundry basket full of it behind us.
The other show is it's kind of like a church devotion.
We've been looking for this.
Yeah, so there he's going to start Sunday. He's in
what was the
Africa.
One? Say what now?
Yes.
We're going global, baby.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
This guy is
that
from,
makes 3 continents.
This guy's from Africa. He'll be doing the church devotion, and he asked me, like, what format? And I'm like, well, you know, 90% of American soldiers are Christian, but, you know, you have your own flavor, you know, do whatever you want, so.
What was our old show, The Good Word, or The Word of Truth?
Yeah, Word of Truth.
So, and what's
and,
this one going to be called?
I forget the name of it.
Cool. Well, that's
but
awesome.
It's and the reason why we do what we do. I don't really go to church.
For the women in the beer.
Don't know if Rob goes to church, but there are a lot of troops that are overseas that they do like to go to church, and if we can create some kind of a worship, then we can bring a little bit of home to our troops since they can't come home.
We are church-going folk.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff going on. And because it's Christmas, we're going to share a TikTok. Is that okay if we?
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, what about the Piper Pit that's coming?
Oh, yes.
You didn't even mention that show.
Yes, Piper's Pit is coming. And yeah. I forgot the other show.
Get the air horns
we're,
out,
we're
baby.
We're doing the After Hour podcast.
Let's go. Yes. Piper's Pit.
There we
Piper's
go.
Piper's Pit is going to be coming yeah. on as
what?
Well.
What I look that? Good. I mean, really good.
What is that show going to be about?
It's going to be a music show. You know, I thought it was going to be 90s rock and rap, but I realize I'm almost more of a 2000s guy with the music I'm thinking about.
Okay.
But it's going to be all killer, no filler.
Okay.
Yeah.
All killer,
no filler.
I call
love
that a tagline
nice
in the biz.
Yeah.
You That's know, nice I go a little line. More classic rock in this show, and we'll bring a little more modern stuff in my show.
I am technically the only one here that is not a graduate of this institution.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We still
we like you
we
anyways.
We still keep you.
Well, I mean, hey, you still won't let me touch any buttons.
He definitely won't let you do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. That looks like a lot of fun.
Now, Pipes, you got to remember, you got to keep
you
track of the TikTok.
Yep.
Okay? If people like
it's
ask
going
questions.
Strong.
Are,
it awesome. Was sounding bad, but I fixed the sound.
So check this out. Everybody knows that I like doing TikTok. This woman this woman, she does under the desk, and she that didn't sound right, did it?
Sounds right.
That's
sounds
the
perfect, but yeah. Not for this radio show.
But
though.
we're gonna play this video. Some things that we didn't know for Christmas. Play that beautiful bean footage.
In honor of the start of holiday break, here are some facts about Christmas you might not have known. Mistletoe literally means dung on a twig and is fertilized by bird droppings. Scientists now estimate that what some people call the Star of Bethlehem was most likely the planet Uranus shining down on the baby Jesus. The average American will spend $1,000 on gifts, and 75% of people don't like the gift they get. You are most likely to break up with your significant other 2 weeks before Christmas. 15,000 people a year go to the emergency room for holiday decoration-related injuries.
What?
The average American will eat 7,000 calories on Christmas Day. The
yes,
largest Christmas tree ever was a Seattle Douglas fir at 221 feet, and the largest snowman was 122 feet, and it was actually a snow woman. The first time Santa's sleigh was mentioned was in 1809, but it's most famous for being included in the Twas the Night Before Christmas story. And the artificial tree was invented by a toilet brush company in 1930.
She's
there we
literally
go.
Under a desk.
Yes.
Yeah. You, yes. You haven't seen her on TikTok?
Apparently not.
Oh, she's
I like her
newscaster.
Because she gives the news, but she's not biased. It's like a neutral.
Come on. An unbiased news source?
It doesn't exist. I like her. I like her.
I do too, based on that. I've
yeah.
The mistletoe thing. And yeah, apparently I'm a week late from breaking up with my wife.
That means you're good
right?
for another year.
Crap. I mean, yay!
I didn't say anything.
You're so lucky she doesn't listen.
He oh, is. Dude, are you kidding? My divorce would have been rapidly accelerated if she did.
So, okay, got a question.
Here we go.
Just
yes,
throwing,
you can get under
just
the desk.
Throwing it, just throwing it out there, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
If you're in a relationship.
Let's pretend.
Okay? And, let's say that.
Are you asking us how to break up with your girlfriend?
No. No, but you know, before I ask this question, I think I want to talk to you on the other side before I ask that question.
Oh, no, now I want to know. Now
it,
I'm interested.
Now that I think about
no,
it.
No, come on, I want to know. Come on, bring it. We got time.
Well, have you ever been in a relationship
no.
before your wife where they had kids, like the
no.
ex-husband was out of the picture
yes.
or whatever? Okay. So I'm just wondering. How hard is that for some people to understand that the co-parenting that you have to, even though you visit, you know, your family for Christmas, you have to co-parent and help the children visit like their in-laws, their, you know, your ex-husband's stuff. Like, how difficult do you think that is?
It's got to be
for,
extremely
challenging. Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
Right.
We are not going to start telling stories before my marriage
right.
on air. That's not going
right,
to happen.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I know – well, I have friends that go through it even now, which and I say this all the time. Every time a friend, you know, oh, I broke up with a girl I met on Tinder, or I broke up with a girl I met on Plenty of Fish or whatnot, I just walk over and hug my wife, and I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore.
Right?
Oh, dude, it's so miserable.
I can't imagine.
Oh, I had the best date ever. Ghosted me right after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I can't imagine.
Sat there, laughed, and had fun for like 3 hours, and then poof.
Well, I have other friends that where it goes the other way. That, like, women throwing themselves at them in the literal sense, not figurative.
Jesus.
Intern, are you really have
that? No, problem. I'm not.
You're
not.
Were you just about to give me the hook?
I was about to
give you the hook. Everybody, we will be back right? after the break. Oh. And when we come back, we'll be hitting the What the Statement. But here's the question in return. How do you deal with coherent descriptions? I'd like to hear your advice on topic. So stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the highlights all about the program. Out here.
And I'd like to wish everyone a happy holidays. Remember, if you drink, don't drive, and if you drive, don't drink. From everyone here at NBR, have a happy new year.
Hello, this is Jeff Olson. I'm a two-time Olympian, and after I retired from sports, I worked on Wall Street and worked in the dot-coms. The last 15 years, I've owned a health food company, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from The H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. NBR and The H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
Ha ha ha! We are back, ladies and gentlemen. If you were listening to TikTok, this is the best that you're going to get from TikTok because we're missing wires. But next week when we come back, we'll get things figured out.
Next year.
Yeah, next year we'll get it figured out. We can't read that on the air, Eric, but hey, hey, thanks for listening.
Dude's on vacation. On and vacation. Still listening to the show. That's awesome.
I just got back from vacation.
I hope they don't let you back in the country.
And I mean it, Eric. I mean it.
Hi, Roger. How are you? So check this out. The article that we're going to talk about, I forgot to send this to you. Mm. Real quick.
Send to
Facebook. Oh, it's while we're waiting on that, Rob, I have a Christmas present for you. You earned it, buddy. You earned it.
Is it chocolate?
Yeah.
The asshole Mary.
Yes.
I'd like to ask where you got this, but I don't think I need it. You know I'm going to put this on, right?
I hope so. Reed, yours is in the mail. Don't you worry, buddy.
This is going to go on my motorcycle jacket. Okay.
Awesome. Yes.
That's outstanding. Where'd you get that? And thank you, first of all.
From the guy sitting next to you.
Oh, we were cleaning out the garage, and I'm like, yeah, here
really?
You go.
Mm-hmm. The truth comes out. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're just lucky that they don't have oak leaf clusters for that thing.
Fourth award, asshole merit.
Right?
That's awesome, dude. Thank
Need
you,
the
gentlemen.
Little golden hourglass yeah, to go yeah, yeah, on yeah. it also.
Hi, Mark. Happy holidays, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is, and we changed it for the holidays a little bit, but it is the What the Moment.
I love Cousin Eddie.
This one makes for great radio.
Yeah, it does. If you don't know who your family's cousin Eddie is,
it's you.
You're him.
Oh, no.
That's outstanding. What the?
What the?
That's great, H.
Have you seen the TikTok channel with the Grinch with the
yes,
vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
That is one of my all time
favorites.
Wants,
that's one of the reasons why Cass wanted me to get that so that, you know, she's like, if you're going to do something stupid, at least do something stupid that's funny.
That's hysterical because he's just pushing around.
Yeah.
He does it everywhere. I love that channel.
Yeah. I'm gonna create something like that. But before I create something like that, Rob sent me this, and it just pisses me off a little bit. Basically, you know, and this is the reason why this pisses me off. Okay, it's bad enough. You can take those messages off. It's bad enough that right now Veterans Today Society, we are dealing with stereotypes of PTSD. We're dealing with stereotypes of TBI. I never told you this.
Here we go.
But believe this or not, my dad can vouch.
You like men.
When I was in a wheelchair and I was trying to find a job to like volunteer for, I went to the USO at the airport, and they told me that I couldn't volunteer because they didn't know how to react with TBIs.
I can believe that to be true.
Yeah. So
of all the organizations,
as what I'm complaining about is, you know, we're stereotyped so much, and then this bullcrap, and this started with Biden, because I remember Biden was saying that, I don't want to say prejudice, but like racist extremists come out of the military.
Well, I think this jagoff is who actually, and I don't know the details of that. Do you want me to read the article?
Yeah, read the article.
Intern, are you able to blow that up a little bit?
Right up here. Three dots. 150.
Is that how bad my eyes are? I'm getting glasses. All right, so scroll up. All right, so this is from the AP. Warning that extremism in the ranks is increasing. Excuse me. Sorry, it's a good cigar. Pentagon officials issued detailed new rules Monday prohibiting service members from actively engaging in extremist activities. The new guidelines come nearly a year after some current and former service members participated in the riot at the U.S. Capitol, triggering a broad department review. According to the Pentagon, fewer than 100 military members are known to have been involved in substantiated cases of extremist activity in the past year, but they want to warn that the number may grow given recent spikes in domestic violent extremism, particularly among veterans. Sorry, I'm drunk. I apologize. And, yeah, I think we got the point. So if you scroll further down into the story and you read the further story further, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it sucks. You can't find what those rules are. So it says in the first paragraph, oh, you know, there's new guidelines and rules and blah, blah, blah. I searched all over the internet after this popped up hot on my feed.
Yeah.
You can't find what those rules are.
It's because we're on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah,
and we're
exactly.
not needing
you
to know.
You won't know that you're an extremist. Go ahead. I'd love your eyebrows.
No, I was just thinking about what it'd fall under.
What do you mean?
Well, you keep going.
So here's my heartache with this. Suddenly, extremism in the ranks is this huge concern and this huge problem. I did 26 years. I don't think I ran into it at all. However, what I did run into a lot of is the Masons and those dudes with the rings.
Yeah.
If you were in the know, and I have a friend who was a recruiter, actually one of my instructors as a recruiter, who was not a Mason, but found out, wore a ring in his picture, in his DA photo, and did the stupid stance that you have to do with the Masons, and was promoted. And he swears that the biggest reason he was promoted is because he wore that ring in his DA photo and did the little hand and arm signal that you're supposed to do when you do your DA photo. I saw that over and over again. No one was ever willing to address that. But now all of a sudden there's extremism in the ranks. They have – how many soldiers are there? There's over a million soldiers in the United States military across the board, over a million. They found 100 cases.
I think that was on January 6th.
No.
That's no, it said 100 cases.
They have 100 substantiated cases of service members that are removing from the military in this article because of extremism. It's not all January 6th.
True, but you got to remember, who was that major that they promoted after the – did we do one with a sexual assault and he got promoted right after?
We did.
He's not getting removed for that, so think how much they had to do to get removed for racism.
Well, the Marine.
And extremism.
The Marine who, I forget his name off the top of my head, but it'll come to me, who, basically called out people and was like, hey, this is wrong in the ranks. It was because he called out everybody, General Miley, over the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Okay.
You remember him?
Yep. Yeah.
And that dude was gone in a hot second. 18 years of service, and that dude got the boot real quick after he spent time in the brig. I wonder if they're calling him an extremist.
True. I wonder, what about the what admiral who called out the Trump or them for like
the
COVID
response.
It was getting no
the
help.
The reason why I'm upset
him.
With this, okay, I, you guys can rehash, you know, the storyline, everything that's happened and stuff. The reason why I don't like this is because veterans get stigmated asking for help. You know, PTSD, TBI.
We do this to ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
I'm doing it now because of my stupid Punisher t-shirt. We do it to ourselves. The grunt style t-shirts, angry veteran, leave me alone, you know, things like that. We set ourselves up and we separate ourselves from our civilian counterparts, and it drives me insane. I say that as I'm being hypocritical with my Punisher skull shirt.
I was gonna say I honestly used to, but I try not to wear anything that.
But I guess
says I'm military.
Do you guys consider Antifa extremists?
I do,
because I know two or three service members I'm serving with that were like strong members in that group up until a couple years ago.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that I'm not saying that it's not there.
Yeah, I'm conservative. I don't know why you call me extremist. I really am, but you just conservatives don't know what conservative means anymore.
I'm not saying that what he's saying is bullcrap, okay? I'm sure there's some truth to it, but
do you
the stigma? I mean, it just hurts us even more, you know, for people to like, you know, spotlight it, to say it. Another thing, okay? Not saying I'm for it, okay? I'm totally against it, but like Stolen Valor, when that group started up. The biggest thing that Stolen Valor did was it made civilians question
our integrity.
So now
I question service members' integrity.
But that's okay, but you're not spotlighting. That's what I'm saying. It just seems like everything we're being spotlighted every time like a shooting happens, okay? They make sure to put if it's a veteran or not. You know, all right? They're spotlighting. They need to quit spotlighting. You know,
what's
if
the
there's
answer?
Issues,
what's the answer? How would you? First of all, I don't think I think they're on a misguided mission. That's just my humble opinion. I don't think extremism in the ranks is as bad as they're painting the picture to be. And I hate that they're painting that picture that way.
Right?
Because it does not mention that there are a million service members throughout the active duty, reserves, National Guard, Naval Reserve, all that stuff. Yep. But we found 100 people. That is not
extremism. They removed the 100.
Yeah. Substantiated. Exactly.
Yeah.
Substantiated.
Remember how many like people should be removed at Fort Hood, and is there anything really going on down there?
Excellent example. Exactly.
There's a lot of people not getting removed from the military that should be.
And
I can't get rid of people for PT failures and not showing up. Guy doesn't show up for 8 months, and we're like, oh, you want to stay in? Okay.
8 months. Aren't you AWOL after like two?
Reserves are different.
Mm.
It's tough in the reserves.
You know, so there's 100. How many are being kicked out now for refusing to take the COVID shot? I mean, that
doesn't start till summer.
That is not accurate. So I have a buddy who is going through it right this second. He's in the National Guard. I won't say what state. He's listening to the show right now.
It down pretty good.
So same thing. He sent us a PowerPoint, and I sent it to O'Connell Law. I sent it to Doug. He sent a PowerPoint out. You know, hey, you're exactly right. By June 31st, you have to have made your decision, and it'll be boot or, you know, either take the shot or hit the
street.
Did
he get the GWAP?
And so he got an email.
I'm just looking.
Yep.
I want to hear from our listeners. We can sit here and talk. And I love your question when you asked me, what should the response be?
Let me finish this.
Okay.
He got
Go ahead.
Called last week and said, you have it by the end of the day to give us an answer.
Did he get the GWAP or not?
GWAP.
Okay, World so it's War like, you know, your Article 15?
Oh.
But this one comes from a general. I think it's a GWAP. It was something weird we'd never heard
GOMAR.
Of. GOMAR. Yeah, general, did he get the GOMAR?
I forget what GOMAR stands for.
I have no idea.
It's basically like a bad letter in your
But file. Listeners and viewers, if you're listening now, I want to know your opinion. Because in the next 30 seconds, we're going to play a game. We're going to play a game, and we're going to give away some Fly Above Fire tickets.
Ooh,
we're having a good argument over here.
Where and when?
I know.
Were you?
And that's the reason why I derailed it, because I don't want the show to be political. The whole key thing of this whole article that I wanted to phrase, okay, was they need to quit, like, spotlighting, because they're doing more harm than help, okay? I don't know the response and, like, what the resolution is. You know, I could say, all right, well, you know, the leaders need to be better at teaching and informing and, you know, grouping successes together instead of, you know, pointing out, okay, this guy's a part of this group or this guy's a part of this
group.
The
reason I'm asking you what the answer is because we're next.
Yeah.
This show is next. Military Broadcast Radio is next.
Right.
Never.
We speak out aggressively across MBR about the Department of Veterans Affairs and how much they suck.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do.
I don't even go there.
Yeah, and
I'm scared to go there.
We're next. Right now the spotlight is on these 100 Bubbas for extremism, which you can't find the definition to. We're going to be considered extremism before too long,
right?
Because we're speaking out against about how much the VA sucks,
right? And that's the reason why I'm just upset because of the stigma, and you know I don't know I felt it getting a little political in here, and I'm like, okay, you know we've responded and told everybody how we felt about the article and stuff. And now I'm thinking,
we
should change formats a little bit, you know?
All right, let me just say this one first. I think that military is almost kind of built off of it, because it is. Half of our posts are built, like, they're named after Confederate generals who wanted to slavery and to succeed from America. So we got to, like, take some of that out first, too.
You and I can talk about that at length.
You know?
All right, so this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, I want to take a caller. Somebody call in. We're going to play a song. And if you can get
the
answer.
Well, first
of all,
where is the show? And when is the show?
The show, where's that?
Is it in Texas?
It's in Texas, January 13th.
So it's coming up. Yep. So it's got to be one of our listeners from Texas.
Yep.
But he's drunk on a beach right now.
Yeah.
In Aruba.
Yeah, in Aruba.
And I'm looking for the club name real quick.
That's okay. I mean, I wouldn't worry about that so much. But, I mean, what, intern? Go ahead. Speak.
2 minutes till break is all. So.
Okay. Ooh,
good, because my cigar's getting
so we might do this when we come back. It's Thursday, January 13th at the Rail Club in Fort Worth, Texas.
And we got a whole
who's in Texas?
We've got an hour and a half left of the show. So
yep, that's
people got
true.
Plenty of time to call or text.
There you go.
But
what
are we asking them?
Okay. We're going to play a song, and we're going to ask you
on the break,
what the name is. No, we'll go ahead and play like the YouTube thing when we come back from break, and then they've got 30 seconds to answer what the name of that tune. Name of the Christmas song.
I think you should play the whole song on a break.
Okay.
Not tell anyone, and they have to text or call in.
That's a good idea. All right, let's
do
it.
Can you do that, intern? Did I screw you?
What song? What?
I don't know the song, so
I'll help him. All right, so with that being said, stay with us. Don't go away. When we come back, great interview we're having with.
Yeah, with who? Say it. I want to hear you say his name.
Yeah, I can't.
We have Mike Bernardi, a prior service Marine with Tree Cycle Sawmill.
So whatever you do,
nice.
Stay with
Lumba.
Us. Don't go away. Show the highlights all the out there beyond the VA. It's the very, very extreme show.
I want to hear wood jokes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby B from the Firehouse Show here on Military Broadcast Radio, wanting to wish everybody a very safe and blessed holiday season this year. And from our family to yours, happy holidays.
Hi, my name is Sean Quigley. I'm the co-founder of the Wilmington, North Carolina Cape Fear chapter of Pets for Vets, and I listen to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
Hey, hey, hey!
Motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
Nice job, Brandon. All I'm right. going to hear about that next time I go to pick up my motorcycle.
Excellent.
You screwed that one up.
I did? He was pointing at me.
There was music playing. I know
I was
going to
stop talking.
Well, he had already added him to the interview, so.
You guys and your hand and arm signals.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, we Mike, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Better now that you're here.
Yes. You're listening to the dysfunctional H-Train Show today.
Ladies I feel left out. I should be having a hat on like you, Joel.
I can make that happen.
I like your hat. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mike Bernardi with Tree Cycle Sawmill. Did I have that correct?
Correct.
Correct. All right, cool. So, Mike, welcome to the show. Thank you. I know you're a business owner. I know you have you're a very busy schedule. You have very limited time, so we really appreciate you being a part of the H-Train Show. Let's start off with your military service. So you joined the Marines. Tell us about your journey through the Marine Corps.
Sure. I joined the Marines in 1998. I was looking for a police job at the time and figured the Marines would be a good fit for me mm-hmm. so I could get a job. So I joined the reserves. It's a unit out of New Haven, motor transportation unit, where I'm a mechanic. I was a mechanic. And went to Parris Island like all Marines.
Hoorah.
West Coast Marines just are now flooding our phone lines right now.
Like the real Marines. And I went to Iraq in 2003. Mm-hmm. And got out in 2004 and started my business. I had Brothers Tree Service as my other business already going. And then after that, I started Tree Cycle Sawmill, which is kind of great marriage because I use the logs from the tree service and turn them into lumber and make things with them as well.
So we absolutely love veteran success stories on this show. So that's outstanding to hear. So Brothers Tree Service gets started. That's you, obviously, and a couple of brothers. And then you start Tree Cycle Sawmill. Tell us about Tree Cycle Sawmill. What exactly is it that you guys do? What do you create and what do you make?
I'm mostly a portable sawmill service. So I have a Wood Miser sawmill that's trailer mounted. So I'm able to bring that to customers' houses.
Really?
So if somebody cuts a tree down in their yard and they want to turn it into lumber, maybe down the road build a table for their family or a bench or some to remember the tree by, or I'm able to provide that service, so I could just bring the mill to them and turn the log into the lumber for them.
Well, and where you are, so you're in New England, you're in Connecticut, so a lot of those trees and the stuff that you're working with has historical value to it. Like, those have been growing since, you know, the inception of our nation, and now you're taking them down and you're turning them into, you know, what you said, tables and things like that. Do you run into obstacles like, hey, historical societies, people don't want the trees cut down, that kind of stuff? What kind of obstacles are you running into?
Not so much. The customer hires me, and they pretty much have an attachment to the tree. Maybe their kids were swinging in a swing from the tree, and they want to maybe give a gift to their son or their family member from as a remembrance from that time that they had together. So most people build tables. So so they could, you know, sit around the table with their family and have a story about where the tree came or where the table came from.
These have got to be, and I'm trying to find the right words here, from what I understand, and having come from Connecticut myself, these have got to be, what do you guys call those?
Flatlanders?
Big-ass trees.
Some no. could be pretty big, yeah.
Well, so yeah. I got a question, just firing off. So,
sure, Joel.
The thing that we have here at Military Broadcast Radio, I made it, and it's crap. But
the radio program, you mean?
It's not that bad.
That's a different story. No, I made a battle cross, and I've had like the weapon, Kevlar, and all that stuff, and it just looks like crap.
Got the pieces of
it
right
this,
here.
Yeah, is this something that you guys could maybe etch? Because if you guys etched it, you guys could kind of like be a sponsor of the show, and at the same time, we'd be showing people your works.
So do you actually do any of the woodworking yourself? Do you make tables? Do you make benches?
I have in the past, but lately I've been so busy that I've been more focused on networking with other people who focus on that kind of stuff. So,
so you
there's
just
people
make a
that do laser engraving. There's people that build the tables. There's people that make little Christmas ornaments out of the little, even a small piece of wood. So I try and find people that will be able to carry that on in the future. So I mostly do the portable milling. I turn the log into lumber that could be used. In the past, I have built tables. My parents have one that we sit around on Sunday dinner and enjoy a meal. It's a black walnut live edge table.
Wow.
So I've built benches, like outdoor rustic slab benches with white birch legs.
Nice.
And I have a little side table next to in the house over here. So I mostly just fool around and try and learn woodworking. I'm not an expert in woodworking, but I find the right people. If you wanted that cross etched, I know a couple of people who'll be able to help you with that.
Oh yes, we will. We'll definitely talk. Cause
man, you got the thing held together with crazy glue and bubble gum.
I know. You really wanna send this out? It's terrible. But I want to. And this is the reason why I want. I have one in front of my house. You know,
didn't it get stolen?
Yeah, it got stolen, and I made another one. But you know, when you go to a person's house, you'll always see a flag, but you'll never see like a battle cross. And like whenever I see that battle cross,
some people don't know what a battle cross is. Tell us what
A battle cross, for listeners, anybody that doesn't know, it's a rifle with the Kevlar on it. Dog tags are hanging from
the boots.
Trigger,
yep.
And with the boots, okay? There's a poem, a symbol of the battle cross, what everything stands for. But the thing that I like, the thing that gets me with the battle cross is every day I am trying to fulfill their mission since they couldn't make it back, and I did. And when I have that battle cross, not only does that battle cross remind me of my mission, but I hope that it reminds other people of the mission because, there's so many people that are like,
I'm amazed you're allowed to have that squirt gun in here. Like, I can't believe that the college campus we're on hasn't been like, is that
you? That's why we hang it above the door. They don't make it that far.
It
yeah.
So
well, they took her jack.
They did take right? her alcohol. So, Mike, one of the things that we heard a lot before the interview, some of the staff on Tree Cycle Sawmill very abrasive, grumpy, just very, very rude to people.
Oh,
can you speak to that at all? Apparently it's an older lady who's just really mean. Do you know her at all? Who is that?
Yeah, possibly your sister.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, right.
I thought we were talking about Ed DeBevick there for a second. I thought we were talking about a restaurant. Okay, carry on.
Well, no, that was I made my point.
Yes, the answer.
If you guys haven't picked up on, Mike is my brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know. Okay.
Well, Bernardi Williams is saying, names are basically the same.
All right.
But yeah. Mike,
my wife is Christina, and she answers the phones and takes messages and keeps the books in order for Tree Cycle Sawmill. And she also answers the phone and runs the office for Brothers Tree Service as well. So she's active in
super
in
mean,
both businesses.
Physically abusive to family members. I mean, she's
yes.
Oh, God.
I have to deal with it all the time.
I know.
So with your crew, do you have a lot of veterans on your crew or
no? So Tree Cycle Sawmill is just me and my wife. I do most of the work, and she answers the phones, like I mentioned.
Okay,
but it's just by myself. I do it on the weekends mostly. And the tree service is a full-time job for me, so that's 5 days a week.
Brandon,
cutting trees down, pruning,
working?
Fertilizing, cabling, bracing. We do plantings, tree removal. We do Christmas lights this time of year. We just put up Christmas lights on the town green
for
Bethlehem here, and they turned out great. We had a little tree lighting ceremony last weekend,
and
we do all kinds of stuff.
I've been thinking about this all day. How can I rag on my sister while I've got my own platform for a few minutes? And she can't do anything about it is the best part right now. So, how did Tree Cycle Sawmill come about? How did you get, I understand that Brothers Tree Service and all that, but how did that come to become Tree Cycle Sawmill and the side business that you got going on? And how did that pop up? Just too much wood laying around? I can't believe we didn't
get that. And living in Connecticut, everyone needs a side hustle. The taxes are so high. But we had lots of logs laying around, and they would end up as firewood. Now, if I cut a nice black walnut tree down, I'd hate to see that turn into firewood. I tried selling logs to a couple of other mills, but they weren't paying what I thought they should be paying for what I was bringing them up. And it was like a whole day trip to bring a load of logs up to them. So the time and what you got for it didn't work out. So I decided to do my own milling and try and make a little side cash.
Well, and I'd like to talk about Brothers Tree a little bit and sure. The business you got going on there as well. There was just an article on the news this morning that talk about out here out west that we're down by like 20% for tree removal experts and stuff like that here in Colorado. California is suffering from a lack of tree professionals. I don't know what the correct wording is. I apologize. I don't think that's the right word. It might be, but I don't know. But anyway, is this something that you would encourage other veterans to pick up? Is this something that, are people looking for more tree? Obviously, you're very, very, very busy. Is this something that other veterans could pick up the ball on and get into?
Sure. I like hiring other veterans. I've hired a few myself for the tree service. They're great employees to have. They're on time. They could relate to your past as well. Hard workers. They don't mind working outside. They follow orders. So, yeah, I hire veterans all the time whenever I can. If someone's in Connecticut looking to start out, I'll be willing to train them and happy to have them on the job. So
if people are in other places, say, like I said, we have a lot of listeners. We have listeners all over the world. If they were looking to get started in something like this, is it a matter of buy a pickup truck and a chainsaw and get the party started? Is there classes that you can attend? You got on the job experience, but how can people get into this field similar to what you're doing?
So there is a worldwide industry called the Tree Care Industry Association, TCIA. They are the pretty much the gold standard for education in the tree care industry, and they have different seminars you could attend. There's also forestry schools you could go to.
Really?
But I mostly learned online through forums. You don't have to pay a bunch of money. So you could just learn as much as you can online. A couple of them are treebuzz.com. They're pretty big forum where you could talk with other tree services and other owners, and there's all different topics you could jump into. But when I started out climbing, it was like I didn't really know everything that I thought I should. So I was online most nights trying to learn as much as I could.
So do people still do? I know when I was a kid, there were companies that were like, no joke, guys would be like dangling from ropes and looking like squirrels and stuff like that. But you guys have got all the cool high-tech gear now with like the bucket trucks and stuff like that. What are you laughing at me for?
Because I worked for
Spiegel. We used to have to climb, sure.
What did,
We still do climb.
No, I did that. And we had these little Cambodians that worked for us.
Uh-huh.
They'd spend like a day up in a tree, just kind of up there running all around, working all down the big cottonwoods.
Yeah, these guys, yeah. Same thing. They would like have swinging a thermos out. Strapped to a carabiner, and somebody would bring up a lunch on a rope and whatnot. They'd stay in the tree all day.
Yeah.
I was like, but yeah, so you guys still do the rope climbing and stuff like that?
Yep, we do. Yep. There's a few videos on our YouTube page if you guys want to check that out under Brothers Tree Service where I'm climbing or doing some removals. You can see some of our equipment. We have a Facebook page, Instagram page where we keep people updated, customers. And but yeah, we still climb and we have the hydraulics, which helps as well. We have a bucket truck and a spider lift.
So
we could access backyards through a narrow gate with our spider lift. And really do a thorough job pruning hedges, going where climbers really can't go when we have the spider lift. So,
how do you keep – and I've seen it done, but I can't imagine how you guys do it. How do you – let's say somebody's, like, wanting to chop down a tree, like, hey, I've got this historic, you know, gigantic tree and whatnot, but the big thing is I don't want it falling on my house. How do you get around some of that stuff?
Right. That's where our rigging comes into place. We have to set up a pulley into the tree it's called a block and pulley, where we would tie a timber hitch with the pulley up high in the tree, and that's our anchor point. And then we would run a rope up to that pulley down to a lowering device at the base of the tree that takes the weight of the piece. And then either the climber or the bucket operator will tie the other end off to the branch and then lower it down slowly. But we also like to bomb pieces out too. We don't always just handle them nice and easy. We like to smash things down.
I can't imagine you use that terminology in front of the homeowner. Yeah.
We're setting a bomb off in your backyard right now.
We're just gonna don't you worry.
Watch this.
There's a time and a place for everything. Sometimes we lower things down slowly and carefully over someone's nice boxwood, and other times we're in the woods and we could let loose, so it's fun.
But does it ever go badly?
Not too often. We have to replace a couple of fence panels, but other than that, it's okay. After 25 years of doing it, not too bad.
Yeah, I've known you for 20 plus years, and we had a neighbor who was getting a tree taken down, and when they took the tree down, they smashed it right through the center of their deck. I was like, yeah, my brother-in-law would never allow that to happen. So
no. We had a competitor tree service over here smash an antique cemetery too. You know, they hired the lowest bidder, and they have these 200-year-old gravestone, and they smashed a couple of those. So, doesn't always pay to hire the least expensive person.
I was scared to drop a tree last time I was home. My dad's like, blah, 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 blah. Goes out there, chops into it, drops it, twists, and drops right on the shed. He was so mad.
Anytime I'm playing with the chainsaw, I make Junior stand there with like a medical aid bag off to the side. I'm like, Dad is not good with these things. So, yeah, have the tourniquet ready is all I'm saying. Mike, hold on one second. Hang on. I have one more question before you push the button. So you talked about some of the colleges and stuff that people can go to. Is this something like, hey, I'm getting out of the military, I can use my GI Bill and I can go and get an education on something like this?
Yeah. Yep. I think there's one in Massachusetts. I don't know the name offhand, but
one up there in
I can find it for you.
Oh, you're okay. We already put your stuff up on the – yeah, go ahead. Push the button. Sorry, Brandon. Go ahead.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Bighorn Automotive. Trust the mechanics at Bighorn Automotive in Parker, Colorado to provide excellent customer service with each and every service appointment. Schedule an appointment today. Fast, friendly service and...
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
So, yes, that is the intern singing. He has a little dance moves that goes with it. He's actually part of a boy band when he's not on the radio. He's got all the dance moves that go with it. He's a big fan of Justin Bieber. I had no idea when we got
talented,
him.
Yeah.
He's extremely talented.
Thank you.
That's the first
Somebody
person that has
says
said
it.
That to you. That's awesome. Mike, so this is your time to shine. We may have glossed over a question. We may have skipped over something. We may have not fed you the right question that you wanted to talk about. We may have just completely glossed over something that you wanted to go a little further in depth to. You have a worldwide audience listening to you right now. Please feel
free.
Hello, world. Talk to the veteran community and tell them, hey, talk about whatever you want. This is your time to shine. Talk about whatever you want for the next 2 minutes.
Well, thanks for having me on. it's great to help other veterans. If I could steer them in the right direction, happy to do that. If they have any questions, they want to contact me, my information's up there. But no, it's, if you, as soon as you get out of the Marines or the military, most people don't have something to fall back on. So if you have to start up something small, that's at least you're doing something. You know, starting your own business could be a little intimidating at times, but just start off one day at a time and start building the network of people that will be able to help you and customers. And I always do the job like it's my own. So if I'm cutting down someone's tree or milling their log, I would want the job to be finished, you know, like if I was working on my own house or my own job. So yeah, just thanks for having me on. It's great to talk with all you guys. And
ladies and gentlemen,
brotherstree.com.
We've been talking to Mike Bernardi with Tree Cycle Sawmill and Brothers Tree Service out of Connecticut. Mike, I can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. We really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule. I know running a business eats up a lot of your schedule. Good luck with that staffing issue that you have. I hope you get it sorted out.
She's all right. I think I'll keep around a little longer.
You're a patient man, Mike. You're patient, more patient than others I know. So, but hey, Mike Bernardi with Brothers Tree Service and with Tree Cycle Sawmill. Thanks a lot for being a part of the H-Train Show, Mike.
Thanks, Rob and Joel.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I love veteran success stories. I love guys that have like taken it and done something with it on the side and been able to blossom with it. So, and I think, you know, with tree stuff, with just as Christmas is getting here, I thought that interview kind of fit the timing. Dude, do not – I thought you were going to spill your soda.
Oh, no.
There's only one
person. I don't do that in the studio. Yeah, come on.
There's only one person that blows up sodas in the middle of the studio. But
– Bazinga.
Exactly.
I don't think
– Oh, no. Hold.
Where's that record scratch when I need it?
Scratch. Hey, so check this
rewind
out.
Rewind, and we're back.
Listeners, viewers,
whatever
text
you are.
Line, whatever. Okay, check this out. We need somebody to call in, tell us what song we played, that Christmas song that we played during the break. Now,
that
until,
was pretty funny.
Huh?
That was a pretty funny song.
Yeah. Until then, this is what we're going to do. We're going to we're going to have a little. I was going to say we have a little competition, but
a little friendly competition.
It's not fun if I go against you.
I'm interested.
I want to go against the listeners.
Arm wrestling?
No, it basically
naked Indian wrestling.
No, basically we're just going to play a song on YouTube, and we have to guess which, you know,
a twerk competition.
What is it? Shoot.
Twerk. Come on, man.
I should have seen him twerking in his Grinch
so
costume.
But me and my wife, when we went to Georgia one time, what? We saw this kid. He had a shirt that said twerk team leader. That cracks me out. You brought that
you
up.
You paid him $10 for the shirt right off his back,
yeah,
didn't you?
Maybe.
It's two sizes too small. He wears it around the house.
So, hey, commenters, viewers, you're not only winning these tickets to this great concert, January 13th. But, you know, we might even throw a shirt in.
We're not sure what size it's going to be.
We're not sure
and
what
it's
size.
Probably not clean, but you'll get it.
It's clean.
It's just dirty laundry. It's right outside the
Why
door.
Why do we keep it in a dirty laundry basket then?
Because nobody's going to steal clothes out of a dirty laundry basket.
Heady play.
Okay.
Look at him.
Just like, you know, the best thing that you can keep your goods and stuff on the beach, like your cell phone,
what?
Your wallet. Keep it in diapers. Nobody's gonna steal a diaper. They're not.
What? How do you know this?
Because we've done it before.
What?
Me and my wife went to the beach. We had a diaper and filled that stuff up and kept it.
How was your trip to Vegas?
It. Huh?
How was your trip to Vegas?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. But I will tell you, like you can. It's so stupid. You can smoke indoors, but you have to wear a mask indoors.
You can still smoke indoors in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that, intern. I don't know.
That's why they spray that perfume everywhere.
He doesn't get out much.
Sheesh. Not to Vegas. The only time I've been to Vegas is with the Army.
Hoorah.
And you know how the Army can suck the fun out of anything?
Oh, yeah.
They did it. We're like, woo, we're in Vegas. They're like, you can't leave post. What?
Oh. Was it like a recruiter trip? Did you guys go?
I've been there for that as well.
That's entrapment right there.
It is. What's the, there's an Air Force base out there.
Nellis.
Yeah, and they locked us down to the Air Force base.
Oh, okay.
What a huge bummer. You can see Vegas from there.
That's like to it.
Well, see,
that's
torture. This is only my second time to Vegas.
Are you a gambler?
No. But Cassie is. She won a bunch of money.
She did?
Yeah, woo, she woo. Did.
Well, then why are we eating dino nuggets for dinner if she won a bunch of money?
Because that's her stuff. That's not mine.
We should be eating, like, prime rib and stuff tonight if she won a bunch of money.
But, so we went to Vegas and... You know, it's kind of smart. So I don't know if there's people that haven't been to Vegas before, but they have basically created a hotel with a mall inside of it, and every one of them have like a concert venue. And that's how hotels like push people to come because they have like Reba or they have Rascal Flatts or
Britney's there.
Huh? Yeah, Britney.
Yeah. Or Adele's there. Do you know how much it costs for nosebleeds just to go to an Adele concert?
I do not.
Benjamin.
When I saw it, I'm like, you've got to be shitting me.
Why?
$600.
What?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I think
ridiculous.
She was upset about that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She wanted $1,000.
I like what you did there, intern. I like it a lot. So, have you seen? I know you're big into like watching whatever specials on TV and whatnot these days. Have you seen the Britney special?
I have not.
I don't care about Britney Spears. I haven't since her video with the schoolgirl outfit. After that, I stopped.
Ooh, the Toxic video was pretty nice.
What one?
Toxic.
I haven't seen.
Dancing with the Snake.
I saw that. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was a live performance.
No.
Anyway, stop distracting me. So I don't care much about Britney. That's not my style of music. Whatever. I don't care. I walked in the house, and my wife is watching the Britney special. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go upstairs or something. But I sat down for a second to, like, eat dinner, and all of a sudden I was enthralled.
Yeah.
And we watched the thing all the way through to the end. Well, by the end of the show, you're like,
free Britney.
Yeah, you are. You're like, free Britney. So here we are, like, 2 days later, and it comes up on I watch the news a lot. And it comes up that Britney has been freed. My wife was in the shower. I go running upstairs. I'm like, honey, you're never going to believe this. She's like, what? She's like, I said, Britney is free. And she pulls back the shower. Really? We were like super excited. I'm like, why do we care about this? How did we get here in our lives where we care if Britney is free or not? But there we were. I mean, yeah. If you haven't
cool
watched,
story, bro.
I know. That's all I got. This is my life now. This is my life now. Crappy radio show and watching Britney. So I can't help it.
Sometimes this stuff is just, like, in the news, and, like, you don't care about it, but you're kind of forced to see it because it's on every single page. I forget what it was. There was something going on. I forget what it was, but every single, like, TikTok, I'm like, gosh, this is ridiculous. I'm so sick of it. But I forget what it was about, though.
That's the problem with the 24-hour news. Exactly. That's exactly the point. That's the problem with the 24-hour news cycle.
It wasn't the Epstein story, though.
No, it was not.
You won't be seeing that one on the news.
No kidding, dude? Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you're hitting a nerve right there, dude, in a big way. Yes. Why is that? Why are we not hearing more about that? Yeah. So far, I'm not hearing the phone ring with people.
No, I'm not hearing the phone ring
either. Fly above fire tickets.
Ladies and gentlemen, fly above fire tickets. We got them right now. Be caller one.
That's all you have to do. You don't even need to get the answer right. Just
caller
please call us.
Wins the ticket. Texter one.
Anybody.
Heck, if you tag me on a post on Facebook, you're going to win them.
Comment alive and you win.
That's awesome. They are a really good band. I love their music.
Oh,
so I'm kind of excited.
I know. I love
like,
them
everyone's
too.
Like, that. Who wants to go to Texas? Come on.
Exactly.
Everybody's like watching Monday Night Football.
I've been a fan so far.
Didn't you just go for their last show? Oh, you didn't go?
No, I didn't make it.
Yeah, I didn't either. and I was already there like the week before. So,
and it was your idea, and I'm like, ah.
And it's only the Bears and Vikings on right now. Come on,
boring.
Boring.
That's our competition. Yeah. Chicago Bears.
Ooh, but the Raiders Browns were 16-14, weren't they earlier?
Oh my God. We're losing to the Chicago Bears.
We're losing to the Browns. It's even worse. Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, Vegas. So glad you had a good time, dude.
I did.
Are you going
back? I did. Huh?
Are you going back? Was this like our weekend away?
I hope not.
Because you guys try to go away too. Just like Sandy and I try to go away once a month. Right. You guys try to go away too.
Right.
Where are you going next?
I don't know, but I don't like going to Vegas.
If your wife keeps making money over there, I'd keep going to Vegas.
You're probably not going to keep making money over there.
Right?
You know what I felt like in Vegas, okay? I felt like a little kid right next to my mom holding her purse while she's playing slot machines. And I keep my mouth shut because she keeps ordering Jack and Cokes.
Yeah.
So they're free.
Hand her purse back and be like, honey, I'm going to go to the cat house. I'll be back in like 2 hours.
Yeah, she wanted to. I need you to protect me.
You can go see Michael Jackson or the Beatles.
I want to go see the Blue Man Group.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that too.
I know it's been around for a long time.
Yeah,
but I saw them in Boston.
I heard they're better in New York.
So herein lies the rub. So I've been trying to get my wife to go to Vegas for forever because I've seen UFC fights basically all over the world. The only place I haven't seen one is Vegas,
and that's like their hub.
Oh, we got comments.
There we go. We got a winner.
Yeah. We got comments. What do we got?
He said, "Do I win, Bobby B?"
Yeah.
You win.
Bobby B, you
I feel like that's a conflict.
it's a big conflict, buddy. This is January 13th. I got you on a detail. I don't think you're going to make that one. Well, let's put it that way.
Or EJ. He's the only one that's down
EJ,
there.
EJ, yeah. He can do it. He's in Texas.
Who else we got in Texas? Heather's in Texas.
Yeah.
We could send Heather.
Yeah.
Great show. they are really good. I love their music. So,
I love them. I was laughing because our show tonight, we got a bunch of viewers, but we don't have many people commenting. So
it's probably for the best.
I think they do what my wife does, and she turns down the volume, puts it right next to her. And then she, watches TV, and then she'll, glance
Yeah, I had
over.
The whole show on.
That's more than my wife does. Yeah. She doesn't even tune in. You're probably better off. Intern, what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to be going back home to my parents. They live up in the mountains. So going up there Thursday and coming back down here Monday. So probably there's not that much snow up there right now. Normally I would be skiing. I'm a skier. So I would normally do that every Christmas, but I'm not sure if that's going to be happening this year because it's – 60 degrees every day. So.
I thought they've gotten snow up in the mountains.
They did. They had one day recently where they had 16 inches, and then it's been cold up there, so they're able to make man-made snow, which is most of what their base is anyways. But, yeah, other than that, probably just go up, visit my mom, my dad, and my sister. She lives in California. She'll be flying out to hang out for the weekend with us as well. So
cool.
Yeah, what about you guys?
We have family coming into town.
Nice.
And, yeah, we're just going to be a quiet Christmas. Yeah, nothing too exciting. My wife.
You do a big dinner?
Very much. She makes lasagna.
Oh,
wow. We do Chinese food on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
we
classic.
Do lasagna on Christmas Day.
Love it.
Yeah. What about you? What are you doing?
I think we went to my friend's house for a turkey.
Oh, yeah. Turkey on Christmas?
I know. I didn't get it either. I thought they were doing brisket. And they're Ooh. Like, oh, no, we cooked that this weekend. We'll have turkey next weekend.
Oh.
It's like, that sounds really, hey brother, really disappointing.
You can come by my house.
What are you doing?
I'm pretty sure Cassie has to work. So we pretty much had our Christmas yesterday. But what I wanted to tell you guys about and tell the listeners, if you've ordered a package from Amazon or anything, expect it to be delayed or not get it. And this is the reason why. I saw it a lot in Vegas, and I wanted to bring it up, and I forgot about it, and I just remembered now, okay? A truck driver was sentenced to 110 years of prison time, no parole, and you know, I think it was a little bit more than just that guy. I think it was a little bit of the business. Well, anyways, so all business, like.
I ordered my wife's Christmas present. It came within 2 days.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because problems. I guess they were on strike. I kept seeing these videos.
Yeah, I don't think people are really talking about the full extent of that story.
There's a lot more to that. And those two things don't go together, as far as I know, with the strike. Where is there a strike?
No, it's all over on TikTok that, like, drivers are stopping at the Colorado borders because of the sentence.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I think if you really look into it, like, his truck really failed the DOT inspections, and he was really over his hours and didn't have the proper amount of sleep.
Right.
And he, like, drove right through people.
Yeah. And killed four people.
Yeah. And
they burned alive because of his negligence.
Yeah.
I think it was a little bit of the business as well. I mean, the business got off scot-free. They didn't get nothing.
Well, it's not over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to burn that business to the ground, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot. That was just the criminal lawsuit. Now comes the civil lawsuits.
Oh, okay.
Because he killed four people.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
That was right over here in Lakewood.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. And I remember. I got the criminal, and, you know, I watched OJ's trial. I got the criminal and the civil suit thing.
What the hell? What does one thing have
Joel,
to do with
the
other?
Joel, we got a new legal expert over here. Yeah. We don't need McConnell anymore.
Jeez. We got a lawyer sponsorship, and now you're like, all right, look, so I was watching court TV, and here's what Judge Judy said. That lady knew the paternity test was fake.
Okay, so I guess it's time for the tribute to the troops. Or do we got some time? Or
We're freestyling right now. Yeah. We can kind of do whatever we're wanting.
We miss you, Allie.
Gosh, yeah, we really
like
desperately need Allie.
Nobody has called and text.
That Bears game is just amazing.
This is kind of ridiculous.
We're sitting here fighting COVID for Christmas. What a time to get it.
Bobby B.
Yeah,
sorry
man. That
sucks, Bobby.
Dude. My work partner's got it, too, so I feel you, brother. Rob, it's time
should've
to take
those
off
anthrax
your sister's
shots.
Hat.
You'd be
Mike
immune
B
like
was
me.
A great ad. Yes, he was.
I love your hat because the audience doesn't know that it's actually a green logo on your hat, but because we have a green screen effect on, it changes colors to wherever you're moving on our background.
Makes it the Brothers Tree
Service
Christmas hat.
So, like, it'll be
hat.
Wood, then it'll go up to trees, then it'll go to wood.
Can I make it a
That's the reason why
hat?
I'm
yeah,
not
you can.
The Grinch.
Candy cane over there.
I tried doing the Grinch. No. It like, blocked out the whole face.
You'd just be an empty red suit if we did it that way.
Yeah. But check out my TikTok. You'll love the Grinch. But, okay.
Tribute to the troops, babies. Let's
petering out.
Tribute to the troop now.
This is an NBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you've got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Military Broadcast Radio proudly salutes U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander Hugh Alexander of Penns Valley, Pennsylvania. Lieutenant Commander Alexander was aboard the USS Oklahoma the morning of December 7th, 1941, during the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. He was awarded the Silver Star for his actions saving several crew members from certain death. Having found himself entrapped in a compartment, Lieutenant Commander Alexander turned to the chaplain and said, "Well, Chaplain, we have only a few minutes to live. Let's get as many men out of here as we can." The two officers went about the compartment and selected the more slender sailors and proceeded to push them through a small porthole. Last week, the DOD notified his family that his remains were identified by an ongoing effort to discover the identity of fallen sailors who were aboard the Oklahoma. The effort began in 2015 when the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency exhumed the remains of the sailors and Marines who died on the ship from a grave in Hawaii. DPAA then began a concerted effort to identify each sailor or Marine. By this September, the majority of the casualties had been identified. Lieutenant Commander Alexander will be buried with military honors in San Diego. On behalf of Military Broadcast Radio and a grateful nation, thank you for your service.
My name is Harrison Swift. I'm the CEO and founder of the Northern Colorado Veterans Resource Center, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
Oh, hello there. Pipes here, producer of the H-Train Show, and I'd like to wish everyone a happy holidays. Remember, if you drink, don't drive, and if you drive, don't drink. From everyone here at NBR, have a happy new year.
But
sounds
as we
like
come
it's time
back,
to karaoke, bud.
As we come back, I'm sitting here on Rob's phone trying to set up his social media and stuff. So we are back.
This You're is listening what we get to
the
to
show
play
the
Christmas
highlights
music.
All the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show. We've had a great show. We've talked with Tree Cycle Sawmill.
Well, look at
okay.
you.
We what talked
was,
to
what
them.
Was the guy's name?
Man, you can't let me have a win, can you?
Dude, I'm very proud of you. You did good.
I did something good, and you're like, okay, what's the color of five?
I was trying to give you an opportunity. What's the color of five? I like it.
Yeah.
I was trying to give you an opportunity there.
So, anyways.
Take off your sister's hat. Mike B was a great ad. I will never.
I was just trying to give Joel a hint on the guy's name.
That's okay. All right. So, we've had a great show. It's too bad everybody's watching the Monday Night Football, I think.
Yeah.
Nah.
We haven't had any comments, but we still got two tickets for this great concert. So, be caller Texas. If you're from Texas, call in. You've won. You don't have to do anything.
But
it's still no call.
But call.
Y'all need to work on y'all people skills.
Isn't that right?
You really should. Yeah, you should let me sit over here.
Yeah, no kidding, man. When Bill sits over there, he just stares at us.
What'd you learn today, Bill?
Yeah, exactly. I miss that guy.
Yeah, he couldn't. He had to work a little bit later today, so he wasn't going to make it. I'm like, that's all right, man.
I think he went out and had a little too much fun this weekend. He was out living it up on the facts.
Oh,
I'm jealous.
Me too.
I like living it up on the facts. If that means
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You know what the facts is?
No, I don't.
Cold facts, brother.
Oh, okay.
On the facts, yeah. Life on the facts is a little wild down there on the zoo.
The facts of life. The facts of life.
Do you know how many people don't know what that show is? Mrs. Garrett, I believe it is, just died like a week ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that the old,
and
like,
people
mom?
Like,
or?
Yeah, and wow. People were like, who is this? What are we talking about?
That was another TikTok that I sent Pipes to play. Today is Betty White's 100th birthday.
That is awesome.
So we wanted to say happy birthday, even though we know that you're not watching the show. You've probably never even heard of it.
You know, it look awful silly.
Somebody
no, say it. Happy birthday, Betty White.
Happy birthday, Betty White!
Get. That's the soundbite you choose? Really?
Yeah, she was a hottie.
Okay. Dear Diary, jackpot.
So just a clarification, because this came up in class earlier this week. Okay. And I told the guy who said it's, you know, it's Betty Weiss' 100th birthday. Happy birthday. I did a little bit of research. Her 100th birthday is not until January 17th. So I am not a part of the jinx.
Oh.
If she, in fact,
does
not make – I had nothing to do with it. I did not say happy 100th birthday today. I will wait until the day of celebration before
I wish I had the –
Okay, so this is crazy. Check this out. True fact, okay? Everybody that dies, they die 2 months before or after their birthday. Like my mom – she was born May 15th. Yeah.
You're saying if I'm going to go this year, next month's my month.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So I'm in August, so I need to start worrying in June?
Pretty much,
well, yeah. I mean, you're clear until June, though.
It's either 2 months.
But I'm screwed June through October.
It's either 2 months before or 2 months after. Kind of like my mom,
that's a third of the
her
year.
Her birthday was 15th of May,
uh-huh.
Okay? And she died October 15th. So it's like, oh, quit it.
I'm just
really,
you
math cannot,
in my head.
You just cannot let me win tonight, can you? Can you?
It's not my fault.
You complete me.
I'm nervous for Betty, man. I feel like all of this is a little premature. It might be a little, you don't talk about the no-hitter until it's over. And
right?
So we are a hockey family, and you never say the word shutout. Until the game is over.
Yep. That's why I'm not saying anything.
Yep. I'm guessing baseball's the same way. You help out with the Swisher Show, don't you?
Yep.
So are you a sports guy?
Yeah.
I don't know squat about sports.
Just think of all
those... I just made a sports reference that clearly blew right by you.
Did you? Think of all those guys that got Bronco Super Bowl 48 tattoos.
Oh, suckers.
Okay.
Who does
they
that?
Had to remove
I was
that.
So happy to see that snap go over Peyton's head. I'm like, they already lost.
They had a
he ain't no Tom Brady, folks.
That did it.
That got a Bronco. Well, we're already at Super Bowl, past Super Bowl 50, so what are you talking about?
So there was a tattoo place. I forget the name.
Uh-huh.
They were doing free tattoos
oh.
of the Denver Bronco. They have this logo already, okay? They were doing free tattoos if you got it before the Super Bowl.
Oh, Dear Diary,
yeah.
Jackpot.
The removal and the touch-ups on those,
yeah,
they made all their money
cover-ups.
Right back, baby. What a plan.
But, I mean, I thought it was kind of a brilliant, you know, scheme because it was right before the Super Bowl.
All right, dude, come on. Where's your tattoo?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get that.
Come on. You can tell us. It's on your lower back.
Isn't
you got a Broncos tramp stamp, don't you?
You know, I don't have a Denver Bronco tattoo or anything.
Sounds like
body.
We need to fix that. Do we know anybody? Ooh. Do we know anybody with the Broncos organization?
Wait a minute.
I know lots of people with the Broncos organization, no, but I don't know any tattooers that would. I'd probably get a Bronco tattoo. I don't know. Tattoos are so expensive.
Dude, you need to get, like, the Bronco head. That's what you need to do. You need to get old blue. Take up your whole back. With red eyes.
The airport one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lucifer?
I like it.
I love that.
I love Lucifer. I'm not even from Denver, and I love Lucifer.
The Me rumor too. Is the new stadium, once we get a new owner.
We just... What? That stadium is new.
It's brand new.
No.
It's 2001.
I'm telling you.
Gotta go.
It's perfectly fine.
They're going to... The new owner is going to move the stadium, and the new stadium is going to be at the Denver International Airport, and that blue Bronco is going to be right in front of it. I'm telling you.
That would be creepy.
I'm telling you, that's going to happen. And guess what? They already know who the owner is, but it's not public info yet.
Peyton Manning.
I'm throwing the yellow flag. Flag on the field. You're full of crap.
Okay.
Right, I'll bet you. I got a cup of coffee that says you're completely full of crap.
I'm not betting anything. I went to Vegas. I didn't bet anything. You can ask my wife.
What'd you say, intern? What?
Do you think that they're
You're sure that they're moving it out there?
Uh-huh. We have away a brand new stadium.
I know, I think that's too far out. I think they'll keep it closer to the city.
But the airport's already far enough.
It's because it's a new owner, man.
It's going to be along the
light. It's because it's
a
new owner, okay?
No, like, they're moving it out of downtown. It's a horrible spot.
If you're an owner of a business, okay, are you going to keep that business or are you going to change the name, change the logo because it's your business? When we get a new owner, like, I'm surprised that he wouldn't remove the Broncos and being like, you know, the Denver Dicks or something, you know?
No, the NFL wouldn't let him change the name. No way.
Black, no cream, no sugar.
And I have a hard time believing they know who the owner is. The new one will be already.
Yeah, there's a bidding
war. I'm sure there's
going
only one or two, maybe three people in the running.
Yeah.
But
Peyton Manning, Jeff Bezos, and some other.
Peyton doesn't have the money, so
no. But he'll be the face of the ownership group is, which, yeah, that's how.
Well, after you told me what was going on with Amazon today, I don't know if I want Jeff to be a part of my Broncos.
That criminal. You didn't hear about him stealing $41 million from the employees on Amazon Flex?
I did not.
Yeah, he stole, like, when you do Amazon Fresh for like Whole Foods, you can get tips.
Yeah.
And Amazon didn't give out $41 million in tips to the drivers that the customers had given to the drivers.
Dude, it's been a rough year for Bezos.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he just dropped.
He just went to space. What do you mean it's been rough?
They, like, threatened those people to not leave work, and they fire them, and the building dropped on them.
Yeah, that's not a good
look. And then
made
the people next door go to work, like, 8 hours later.
Yeah, the guy has made an amusement park out of a rocket ship. Pay me a bunch of money. I'll take you up to space. Okay. Next. Nick, is he going to do this every month? I mean.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a thing. That's what SpaceX and what's his company?
His is a Blue
something.
Okay,
he has the penis-looking one, right?
Yeah.
And then Virgin's doing it, too.
That's crazy.
Virgin Galactic. Blue Origin, that's the name of
Blue
his,
Origin,
I believe.
Yeah.
Have you ever flown on a Virgin airplane?
I haven't.
Wow.
Is it nice?
We flew to Hawaii on one. Wow, dude. It's really nice.
Eh.
It was super cool.
How nice can a metal tube with a bunch of people sitting right next to you be?
I agree, but you're wrong.
better than a low standard, essentially.
I'll tell
it's
you,
it's actually good.
Don't fly really Spirit. Nice. Do
yeah,
not
no
fly
kidding.
Spirit. I told my wife after this flight.
I thought you only flew.
Exactly. I can't. I'm like.
I tell you, only fly United.
Don't fly. I only fly Southwest. She's like, no, come on, give it a chance. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I get there, like, they've already had, like, six strikes right before I even boarded the plane. And I looked at Cass, and I'm like, this is the last time. If
there's
it's not,
a reason of the cheapest.
If it's not Southwest, I hate this people. I hate them. And,
wow.
Hate.
No, it's crazy, man. Like, they come to me, they're like, would you like a Coke or a Dr. Pepper? I'm like, a Dr. Pepper. She cracks it open. She's like, that would be $9, please. And I'm like, I'm not paying for that.
$9?
For a can of Coke?
Wow.
Dr.
So
Pepper.
We have
the internet, you could stream for $5. That's the only thing that I did like about it.
You streamed internet for a 45-minute flight?
Oh, I would have paid $20 for that.
You're crazy.
I sleep like a rock on airplanes.
Oh, is it time?
It's time.
All right, hit it.
See, the hand and arm signal.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by.
We need to cut that one a little earlier.
It could be you. Give us a call. January. Great time to start sponsoring the station. We've got lots of veteran and new shows coming in on the schedule, so make sure that you tune in and you support us. Rob, what did you learn today?
That you are not willing to stand behind your values. You won't bet me a simple cup of coffee.
Because I know that I will lose.
You don't believe that the Bronco Stadium is going out to the airport?
I'm just saying the rumor. I don't know.
he
don't
just swears by everything D-Mac says. That's all it is.
Now we're dragging our other friends down with us.
You just can't let me win.
All I want is a small cup of coffee. Not even a big one.
Today?
I just told you.
That's it?
What else?
Gosh. Pipes.
I learned Rob is from Connecticut.
You didn't know that?
No, I had no idea you were another New Englander.
Yeah, horrible state.
Oh, I agree with that, but yeah. Got to root for the Patriots at least.
No, that's why we don't root for the Patriots.
Evil Empire. You're a New Yorker fan, aren't you? Because Connecticut's that gray area. You like the Yankees over the Red Sox.
We don't have time to go into this story. But
wow.
I will tell you the story. But yeah,
we need to make one of these shirts and pinstripes for them.
No. Colorado is home.
Johnny Mikes.
You never heard the podcast? He tells his like life story. You haven't heard that yet?
I don't listen to him in the show, so why would I listen to a podcast?
Go listen to the podcast. Rob got arrested. Find out how and why in the podcast.
I'll go there. Where do I find that?
I have no clue.
How about on MBRadio.us?
Under Rob got arrested.
What did you learn today?
Today I learned.
Really? Really, Bill?
Somebody's got to do
it. We gave you 2 hours to think
about
it.
Somebody's got to do it. Today I learned.
That music spontaneously deletes itself.
Yes, that too. And. Yeah, I don't know. Today was a fun show. I enjoyed it.
Isn't it more fun when the screw ups happen?
For sure. Of course.
It makes it an exciting evening.
Exactly.
Monday is my favorite day of the week.
For sure.
And it's because of this train wreck.
Hey, he's the one that does like the podcast and editing, so he's gonna have his.
We trust that to interns?
Yeah. Yeah. He's good at it. And we didn't really get to say much about last week, but we wanna say Johnny Mike, congratulations on